Well, it's a game that everybody thought about in terms of the Angels. Could they finally beat the Red Sox? Could they beat them in a game one? They got great pitching. They got the timely hit, a formula for success.
Yeah, and really, I don't think lost in the shuffle, but something the Angels talked about, they're a different team. They're more patient. Their on-base percentage was better, and a lot of them pointed to Bobby Abreu as the key guy there. All he did tonight was draw four base on balls, see 24 pitches, and the key walk in the game forced the John Lester to pitch to Torrey Hunter, and then Torrey Hunter just hit a massive home run.
And it's kind of fitting that it is Hunter. If there is an emotional leader for this Angel team, it is Torrey Hunter, a guy who hasn't been with the Angels all that long, but great leadership qualities, and we saw an incredible amount of emotion from him after he hit that home run.
Yeah, I mean, he knew it immediately. I mean, it was a ball well in excess of 430 feet, and you know, he means so much to this team. I mean, he's not afraid of the big stage. I mean, he signed a $90 million contract, but he just stays within himself, and talked to Howie Kendrick before the game and how Torrey meant a lot to him, and he just really came through big time.
John Lackey, 7 1/3 shutout innings. He gets his first playoff win since the 2002 World Series. Darren Oliver, the last five outs as the Angels beat the Red Sox 5-0 in game one.